Hey guys, time to get in on the action for the biggest moments in basketball with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projections, place your entry, and win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app and use the code GET100. That's code GET100 on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
It's your daily dose of Donna. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, March 26th. And as we do on Tuesday, we talk about all the trending topics. So today we have some crazy news about P. Diddy. I'm sure you're seeing it all over your news. We've got some crazy housewife updates that one of them really, really shocked me. Some VPR feuds. And I'm going to get into Summer House Martha's Vineyard, which just returned on Sunday night. That and more on today's Daily Dose of Donna. I'm so happy to see you guys here today on Tuesday. Big news. Big D-D-O-D news. That's Daily Dose of Donna. For those of you that aren't in with the vernacular, guys, we hit 2.5 million views on YouTube yesterday. I got a notification on my YouTube analytics, whatever, on my phone. And I was like, that can't be true. 2.5 million feels insane. It feels insane. And yet we hit it. March 25th, 2024, we hit 2.5 million views. I'm so proud of the show. And I couldn't have done it, obviously, without you guys. It's so weird. It's so weird to be a content creator these days because you're just really putting yourself out there. But I truly look at most of you guys like family to me. I know that that sounds weird, but I feel like we are a community. We are friends. I want to be your friend. Like anytime I see anyone that is a fan of Daily Dose in real life, like in the wild, because it happens to me now at like the market or at the farmer's market, whatever, I kind of can't get over it. Like I'm floored by it. I'm like, wait, people are actually watching the show. So for those of you that are part of this community and have been watching the show, whether it's one day or one year, or some of you guys, you know, at the beginning, like this is a huge deal for me. I do it because I love it, but I really do it because I love you guys. And I know that that sounds crazy, but I really do love talking to you every day. Someone once said to me, maybe you shouldn't do the show live, you know, and you know, just like for your schedule or for the anxiety or the stress or whenever, you know, trolls, et cetera. And I said to myself, like, can I do that? But the truth is I really feed off the live energy and I love getting your guys' live input because then I feel like this is a group chat. Like, I seriously feel like I'm hanging out with my girlfriends and my guy friends. I see you guys. And we're doing like a group chat. We're just hanging. We're just hanging. So one day we're going to meet in real life. And I'm going to give you guys hugs and I'm going to just die that we've been talking for a year and a half together. So thank you so much. Love beans, my love beans, my doser love beans. Oh, this reminded me. I posted about this on my stories. So this is how cool this whole community is. So I am my guy friends and my gay friends, Andrew. Yep. Shout out. So I am a sucker for Swedish candy. I've talked about this. Like I've been fed Swedish candy content on my TikTok. It's all I see. It's different than Swedish fish that you buy at Rite Aid, you guys, or like at the market. It's different than that. It's Swedish candy. So those of you that are in Sweden or understand or know this phenomenon, who says that? Phenomenon. How do you say it? Those of you that know Swedish candy, like you'll know. And if you don't, maybe I need to like post some TikToks. Anyway, there is a Swedish candy store here in Los Angeles in West Hollywood, just by the Grove, those of you that know that area. And it's called Soccer Bit, S-O-C-K-E-R-B-I-T. Well, shout out to one of my listeners, Stacy. We share a mutual friend. Her name is Kim. Kim is a mom. Her her son, Kim's son, is my son's best friend. And Kim and Stacy are good friends. Stacy listens to the show every day. And she went out of her way and went to Soccerbit and bought me. I mean, I ate half of it. And it's paper bag, so it's going to be loud for those of you on the microphone and if you're just listening. But a whole bag, heavy bag of Swedish candy. And I'll just show you like what this looks like. I'll tell you my faves. These are my favorite. I don't understand what's going on in there. There's some sort of vanilla cream situation inside this licorice. It is insane. She also got me like some gummies, some like little, they're called marbles. They're like these sour balls. Sour balls, that's what she said. These little strawberry yummies. Oh my God, you guys. So what I did was not only did I attack them yesterday, like attack, but then I went online because I could just drive over there, but you know how it is like with traffic in LA and whatever. And I went online and I spent $80 on a Soccerbit delivery because now I've gotten the taste for it. So a lot of you guys have seen it all over your TikTok too. So shout out Stacy. You know who you are. I appreciate you beyond. That's the nicest thing. Seriously, beyond nice. Okay. Before I get into today's show, I want to shout out both of the sponsors because if I don't, then I get really into what I'm talking about and I don't want to do that. I want to make sure that I have the time to shout out my sponsors. The first one, of course, is Dr. Motion Socks. I've been talking about them. I love these socks. Trust me when I tell you, Dr. Motion Socks are the best place for compression socks. Why do you need compression socks if you are a young, healthy lad? Well, you wouldn't believe how important compression is when it comes to circulation, when it comes to inflammation. If you're on your feet all the time, if you're walking all the time, you gotta try these socks. Not only do they have like knee highs, they have crew socks, which are like the cool look that everyone's wearing at the gym. You can get ankle height. You can even get the no-show compression socks. Get in there. Michelle says we need compression socks because we're eating all of the Swedish candy. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you guys to, you know, fill your bodies up with Swedish candy. Then I'm going to have you guys go over and buy your compression socks at drmotionsocks.com. And then after you buy your compression socks at drmotionsocks.com, I would like to shout out my second sponsor because we're all going to need some therapy. And this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. So remember with BetterHelp, you know, I personally truly believe that anything that like really strong and good that's come out of my life has kind of started in the form of therapy and self-help. And so what's the first thing that you would do if you had some extra time, an extra hour in your day, extra time to, you know, focus on something that you love, a hobby? You know, all those people that just like to leave mean comments on YouTubes and stuff. Like, you should take that energy and that time and like start creating content of your own, but you don't know what you want to create content about, or you don't know what you want to do. Maybe you need to start working with a therapist who can help you figure out your next life moves. So BetterHelp has always been a great solution for anyone out there that is really trying to find something more fulfilling in their lives, something that kind of really gives them some happiness and some positivity. So whether or not you've been in therapy, this is a great opportunity. BetterHelp is it's entirely online. It's convenient. It's flexible. It's suited to your schedule. You can pick and choose your therapist depending on what you're looking for. They have therapy. They have like a really great questionnaire where it's like, do you struggle with anxiety, depression, body dysmorphia, this, that, and you kind of figure out who's best suited for you. You can choose if you want someone younger, older, a woman, a man. So visit betterhelp.com/Donna, that's D-A-N-A, to get 10% off your first month. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Donna, D-A-N-A. And as Laura says, calories do not count in Swedish candy. So if you are struggling with happiness, there's three things you got to do. You got to buy Swedish candy, you got to get your compression socks, and you got to try betterhelp.com/Donna, D-A-N-A. Okay, let's get into the show. We have a lot to talk about. This first story is going to be controversial. I am putting it out there right now. And I'm not saying that like in jest. I'm saying that because it's about a political there's a political undertone to it, but I have to share this because this is a crazy, crazy thing if it's true. But I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm, you know, whatever. Okay. Let's talk about the fact that I just saw an article on Daily Mail that is, it's kind of shocking. Okay, and it's about Anna Marie. So Anna Marie Wiley from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, as you guys know, she was fired. Well, this exclusive on Daily Mail is a little, it's a little confusing, but it says that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Anna Marie was fired from the show because cast members were disgusted by her right-wing political views, as it's revealed she supports Donald Trump and opposes transgender athletes. Now, I don't want to talk politics on the show, but this is a Real Housewife firing, so I thought it was somewhat interesting to talk about, because if that's the case, then, you know, it's very, very, I think, wrong. I don't think people should be fired for their political views on a TV show when so many of the housewives voted for Trump. Like, isn't that a known thing? Haven't we just like established that already? Like a lot of those New York housewives for sure. Now, where are they getting this information? DailyMail.com is saying that it is confirmed that the real reason was because of the strong political views that saw her clash with the other housewives and behind-the-scenes blow-ups that were on the cutting room floor. According to one well-placed source, a cast member having polarizing views and the ladies taking her to task would have been part on a juicy storyline on any Real Housewives franchise. But after politics railroaded season 13 of the New York cast, producers just edited out all those segments of the Beverly Hills season, meaning they actually did get into these conversations on the show. They actually did get into these conversations, which is really interesting for, I think it's really interesting for the audience to see this stuff, because I don't believe in echo chambers, and I think everyone should have the ability to discuss different topics. But because how the Real Housewives of New York season 13 with Ebony got so incredibly, it was just a very political season, and a lot of people did not find it entertaining. They found it probably very upsetting and triggering. That makes me think that they didn't want it on the show. Now, okay. How do we talk about this without it getting gross in the comments? Because I need to be very, very careful here. I really do not want anyone to get serious, serious about their political beliefs. This is not about political beliefs, okay? I have my personal political beliefs. Like, for example, transgender rights. If you are like anti-trans, anti-LGBTQ, IA+, if you're a homophobe in any way, if you're anti-Semitic in any way, if you're anti, you know, any sort of minority in any way, I am like super, super upset by that. That is not who I align with. So please just know that right off the bat. Okay. There is nothing about Anna Marie here that's making me say like, oh my God, poor thing. No. But Kelly Dodd is like the queen of talking about this on her show, right? Kelly Dodd talks about this all the time, that she believes that she was actually fired by Bravo, not because of any other reason, except for the fact that she was very outward about her political beliefs. This was right around COVID. This was right around 2020 when things were just super, super heightened in the political world. And then of course, with, you know, restrictions. Again, not trying to get into it. And I am just reporting the news. Okay. I'm just reporting the news. I almost wish that they could have taken a moment not to amplify, like you're saying, Michelle, Bravo should not be amplifying hateful viewpoints, not to amplify them, but to put her in her place. Like, I feel like that could have been a moment for me. If someone had a really disgusting, you know, transphobic opinion, I would have liked to see the other people kind of convince them of why they're wrong. That's my opinion, right? For me. Because I don't like the idea of, like, if you don't believe in what I believe, you're out. Now, it depends how bad her comments got. And that's mostly about, like, her political choices, right? So if she's voting for one person, that's not, to me, a reason to get fired from a show. But if you're a disgusting, hateful person that is spewing out, like, you know, racist or transphobic or anti-Semitic remarks, like, bye, get out of here, right? Get out of here. So I'm curious how strong her opinions are or were on the show for them to want to get her fired. And now I feel like I need to do some real digging here, because I don't believe in holding anyone accountable for, like, losing a job because you're voting for someone. But I do believe in what the words that come out of your mouth should never be hateful and should never be in any way, like, dividing or putting down a minority or anything like that. But conversation should be had. And I feel like in 2024, we should be in a position where we should have conversations. So I have absolutely no idea, you know, if this is true or not, but Daily Mail is coming out and, like, confirming that this is true. So it makes me wonder. Thank you, BC, for your super sticker. Says, of course they didn't want to show that conservatives come in all colors. That doesn't fit their narrative. I have a lot of friends on, that sounds like I have a lot of friends. Like, I'm Crystal Minkoff with her 13 friends. No, I don't have a lot of friends, but I like good friends. I have a lot of acquaintances that are on every single side of the political spectrum. And I'm saying, like, I have friends that are, you know, independent thinkers. I have super, super liberal, like, insanely on the left. And I have super, super conservative friends. I don't think I have any friends in my personal life that are, like, crazy on the right wing, like, to the extreme. But I personally cannot relate to anyone that is super extreme on both sides. I find myself much more in the middle personally with what I believe in. But I don't think the world can go around if we all just believe one thing and only hear one thing and only see one thing. I think conversations are really important on both sides. Like, I've just seen so many different sides of the coin in the last few months, and it's really scary when people are just getting inundated with the same kind of content about that, like, that agrees with what they believe in. So then you just think everything that you see is the way it is, and anyone that doesn't believe in what you believe in is wrong, which I don't like. I don't personally like that. So I try really, really hard to keep an open mind to these things. That being said, is NBC Universal and Bravo traditionally a liberal company? I would say so, but that's Hollywood for you. That's a lot of Hollywood. Hollywood is a very, very liberal world. I mean, every single Hollywood network and studio is traditionally pretty liberal. So I'm just so curious how bad it got in these conversations with Anna Marie and the other women for it to be cause of firing, that Daily Mail is confirming this. Like, it's not just like, oh, we heard rumors. Now, that being said, where is Daily Mail getting this info? If it's from Anna Marie, then that kind of makes sense. Like, she's like, oh, now I have a case here, basically. They fired me because of my political beliefs. I don't think that they would fire anyone over political beliefs, because there's way too many people that are on both sides of the coin on Bravo. We see it all the time. And if you guys don't think that so many of those women that you're watching on TV are conservative, then you have another thing coming. Like, they all, so many of them are, right? So I don't think it's about who you vote for. But if you are a hateful person and you're saying things that are really hateful out there, then yeah, that's problematic. Or maybe they were getting vibes that she was. Because remember, who was the housewife of What was the housewife of it wasn't Salt Lake City, was it? No, it was it Dallas? The Jenny woman who got fired for her really, really racist remarks that she had tweeted years before. I mean, this kind of stuff happens all the time. I think that in my opinion, I think that it's probably something else, but they're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. Does that make sense? Okay. So for those people that are saying boring in the comments, that's crazy that this is boring. I find it incredibly interesting, but thank you. Thank you. Oh, Jenny was in Salt Lake City. Jenny was Salt Lake City. Thank you. Okay, let's move on to another OC, another housewife. And speaking of the OC, which is a highly conservative neighborhood, if you don't know that all of those OC women, for the most part, are super conservative, let's talk about Shannon Bedore. So I didn't get to talk about this last week, but Shannon Bedore, I think it was on Friday it got released, that Shannon Bedore's ex-boyfriend, the winner of all winners, the you know, weenie of all weenies, John Jansen, he got, this guy, could he be worse? I don't know. Okay, you guys remember yesterday I was talking to Eliza about FFF? Not FFF. I don't want to say the three letters, but instead of, you know, F, Mary, kill, that game, it's like K, and then do that again, and then do that again, okay? Like between these winners on these shows, I mean, these guys, all of them are just such losers. But John Jansen, the weenie of all weenies, he is maybe the worst. So he not only is dating Alexis Bellino, but then it just comes out last week that he has announced that he is suing his ex-girlfriend, Shannon Bedore, the girl that he is still on the show with, because he's with Alexis and Alexis is on the show. So technically they're still on the show, and he's suing her for $75,000 for a facelift. Now, this is kind of old news because it was already last week, but I thought it was interesting because Shannon Bedore she has kind of come back and said that she is just in shock over it. Like, to sue her for $75,000 is just beyond. But she responded to People saying, I am shocked and disappointed that John has filed a lawsuit. My attorney has been in constant communication with his counsel. I agreed to pay John what he wanted because I knew that attorney's fees would surpass the amount sought, but more importantly, to eliminate the negative emotional components that come with a lawsuit. Oh my God, this is such lawyer speak. It is important that I continue to focus on the positive aspects of my life and move forward. John declined the offer because he refused to sign a mutual NDA. I was hoping that if I met his baseless demand, we could at least use this as an opportunity to bring complete closure to this chapter in my life. Can someone translate that? It's like a lot of big words. So an attorney for John also said that Ms. Bedore's defense is that Mr. Jansen paid her the $75,000 as a gift is completely meritless. Emails and text messages will show Mr. Jansen is saddened that Ms. Bedore's unwillingness to repay the loans made it necessary to file this lawsuit. Is Shannon okay? We need to do a wellness check on Shannon Bedore. There are so many things coming at her. That's what she said this season on OC. Like, not only, can you guys imagine, not only does she have to come into the season with a DUI, right? With this like horrible, crazy DUI, which was so insane that it actually happened and like just awful, right? Then she's broken up with her boyfriend, who is now very openly in love, wanting to marry, can't live without, love of my life, with her current castmate, Alexis Bellino, who's new to the show. But then not only that, Tamara Judge, her BFF from last season, is no longer friends with her. Is Shannon okay? I am so worried for her. I really am. Andrew says John has an engagement ring to buy and is $75,000 short. Shannon's going to buy Alexis Bellino her engagement ring is the new headline. And Andrew says, Mark said she should also give him a huge portrait of her face. FMKOC edition. That's F, Mary, Kill, John Jansen, David Bedore, or Brooks. Okay. John Jansen, David Bedore, or Brooks. Oh, my God. Oh. Okay. So I think I F John. I think I K Brooks. And I think I marry David Bedore because, like, I wouldn't mind a basketball court in my house. Does he still have that money? Just saying. My kids are bored. You know, they need some more basketball in their lives. Okay, so I did see a video, you guys, on TikTok. A little bit of Vicky and Shannon's show. Has anyone seen this video? I think Bravo Babe posted it on TikTok. It's wild. They come out and they sing a song. I can't even remember what it's supposed to be to, like, a very popular tune, but I couldn't place it, which is just a bad sign. It's real bad. It's real bad. And no offense, like, Shannon and Vicky, you're entertaining housewives, but Tamra did a good service by running it away. It's really bad. Let's see if I can quickly grab it and show it to you guys from the Bravo Babe, because if I was kind of like, and it's funny because I was watching it in the background and I thought to myself, you know, Lance was like, what are you watching? I think he thought it was like Dying Cats or something along those lines. It was really, really hard to watch, guys. Let me see if I can find it. And if I can't, I can't. Oh yeah, here it is. Okay. Ah, good times. Okay, I'm gonna have to stop it. I worry that I'm gonna get like a copyright infringement for putting that song on. Whoa. Okay, so let's keep it going. Let's keep the show going and move on. There have been some Vanderpump Rules feuds. Are we still interested in this? Now, I will report on it because I know that you guys are still talking about it and you guys are interested. But let's talk about this for a second. Last week on my Patreon, I did a little bit of not a deep dive, but I opened up some conversation about Nick Vial because I'm confused about him. I'm a little just like lost. I find some of his interviews to be really interesting, and then some of his takes are really, really off-putting to me. A lot of you guys said in my DMs that he has it out for Sheena. And so if you listen to Nick Vial's podcast on the regular, I don't. I only listen to, like, if he has a good interview on there. So apparently he has incredibly, he has an incredible, like, bone to pick with Sheena. Is that what you call it? Like, not bone to pick, whatever it's called. He really, like, goes after her a lot. He had Katie Maloney and Dana on his show yesterday. Katie and Dana are co-hosts of they have a new podcast. Now, I want to remind you guys, from what I remember, Katie and Dana's podcast is under Nick Vial's podcast umbrella. So Nick Vial is like, you know how like Teddy and Tamra, the two T's I was saying a few weeks ago, how they've created this like podcast empire, which under them is like the two J's from Jersey and the two Eds, their husbands, and I Dos Mio or whatever. And that's Marisol and Alexia. So like there's a lot of podcast kind of like, it's like a podcast pyramid scheme. Just kidding. Anyway, I believe that Katie and Dana's podcast falls under them. So he's going to be Katie and Dana's team no matter what. But recently, we've just gotten a lot of news that Lala has been just dissing Katie Maloney, right? It started a little bit over on Jeff Lewis last week. She was on Jeff's show and she said that she feels like that Katie just is a miserable human being. And she kind of is one of those people that just brings people down. Then on Instagram, she talked about this saying, you know, that if she and Katie will be friends again if Lala becomes miserable again, which is just it's a pretty big statement to say. She also said that she contemplated not posting that because she loves Katie Maloney's mom, Terry Maloney. And Katie is playing a little bit confused by it. Like, she was on Watch What Happens Live last week. Andy asked her about it. And she's like, I don't really know what she's talking about. I don't really remember this. And Katie said, and then Lala said, Katie has amnesia. So it's going back and forth between the two of them. Do I know specifically why they're having major issues? I imagine we'll see maybe later on, or at least at the reunion. I think something really big happened at the reunion, but I also am finding it to become like just a little bit of trying too hard to stay in the news and relevant, this Katie Lala situation. I don't know why. It's like, it's upsetting me a little bit. Now, meanwhile, Nick had Katie and Dana on his show, and Nick called out Sheena and Lala, saying that they have performative outrage. He also, you know, says that, like, he basically also says, what's going on? Why is she calling you miserable? And they're both saying this is weird. I'm just going to say this. Like, Katie being quote unquote miserable is kind of who Katie is. Like, that's Katie's, not shtick. It's really Katie's personality. We've now seen enough of Katie to see that this is just who she is. Even if she's, I think I've kind of changed my opinion on her in the last episode or two. Maybe it's because I just don't like everyone so much that Katie's just like moving up in the ranks. I also really like Lala, so it's a little interesting, but I don't think Katie is miserable. I just think that she is just like an emo personality. Does that make sense? Like, I don't think she's ever, it's not like she came from being this super bubbly girl and now she's acting this way. She's always been this way. So this is just her go-to. So something is going on with Lala and her. And I don't know if it's related to Ariana. I just said it like how Schwartz says it. Ariana in any capacity. I don't know. There must be something going on that we're going to find out later in the season. Because remember, according to Andy Cohen, then the last 7 episodes are insane and so good. So we'll have to see. But something happens in this reunion that really pulls Lala opposite Katie and Ariana. And I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I don't know if Lala is going to come out looking so good, though, because to go toe-to-toe with someone like Ariana at this stage is going to be, it's going to be a tough sale, I should say, for her. This is interesting. Laura says, I feel the same way about Amanda on Summer House. She's a natural downer, too. Yes. There are just some people out there who bring kind of like a negative energy to the room. And some of them are on TV, right? So I'm trying to think who else is like that. There's got to be more on different shows that we watch that just kind of come into the room and they're just kind of like downers. I'll have to do some thinking. I know for sure that there are some that you guys can probably think of off the top of your head. Maybe Whitney on Salt Lake City. Eeyores. I always talk with my girlfriends about the Eeyores online. There's some like people that are just constant Eeyores. It's like, it's the people that are on, you know what I always think of? That Charlie Brown kid. Who's the Charlie Brown kid that like walks through the house like, na, 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 and he's like kicking the dirt. Na, 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 na. A lot of interesting comments. Danny says it's also easier to be fun and lighter when you are around your actual friends. These are not Katie's people. Yeah, but it's unfortunate, Danny. I agree, because that's all we see is her around these people. Like, she shouldn't be on the show if she's not friends with any of them. But even when she's around Ariana, she's not super fun and light. Let's be real. Debbie says she's not performative like most Bravo stars. Mark says she's emotionally a flatline unless she's tequila fueled and enraged. Very true. Judy thinks Katie is unhappy and Lala is her girl. Shannon can be that way sometimes, for sure. Shannon Bedore is the queen of like two sides of the coin. Is she a Gemini like I am? No, she's not. It was just her birthday. Shannon is like either the happiest, like crazy, wild, woohoo, Mexico, let's go, let's party. Or she's like really the Eeyore of the world. Pigpen, you guys remember Pigpen? Na 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 na. Okay. Yeah, this is a fun, interesting conversation. We can talk about the most unhappy people that have ever been on Bravo. Okay, so then let's keep it moving. I think personally we'll have to just see what happens, but Nick really has it out for Sheena. And now Lala. You guys, I don't watch The Bachelor, but apparently it was really interesting last night, the emotional finale. And I'm so sorry that I don't watch. I know there's a new Bachelorette. Do I need to watch The Bachelorette this next season? I know Lance is working this week. Yeah, Lance is working this week. It's got to be The Bachelorette because I think they're just starting this week to tape. Do I need to watch? Do you guys, are you interested in Bachelor content? I mean, you know, I was all about the Golden Bachelor. Gary, I miss Gary. Oh, Teresa, I'm having a wild time with you. Let's go to the soda pop store. Okay, so you guys are back and forth about that. Let's talk a little bit about, before we get into Summer House, we've got to talk about the P. Diddy thing, but I just want to give you guys a heads up. I started doing some deep digging because I didn't really know the details. I knew that there was like some crazy lawsuit against him or whatever. I am scared to talk about it here on YouTube. Why? Because you cannot get into the P. Diddy conversation without talking about some wild, wild, not safe for YouTube conversations. Like, basically, P. Diddy has this. He has this lawsuit against him by a former producer of his that is so insane. It's a 75-page lawsuit. It's really, really one of the most, like, it's bad. It's bad, okay? It's everything bad that you can imagine, like Jeffrey Epstein times 10, bad. And I don't really want to... I don't really want to get into all the details here, but I will say that it got really bad yesterday. Yesterday, you know, live on KTLA News here in Los Angeles, both of his homes in Miami and Beverly Hills, Homeby Hills, were being raided. These huge mansions, there were helicopters, there were Homeland Security, guys. Homeland Security, like, this is not a small thing. We're raiding his homes. Meanwhile, P. Diddy was allegedly not home. He was on his plane that was chartered to go on spring break, I guess, in like the Caribbean or somewhere else, the Virgin Islands. No, not Virgin Islands, Caribbean, I want to say. But what's crazy about this lawsuit, Lil Rod is the name of the lawsuit, the person that filed the lawsuit. He's a former producer. Rodney Jones is his name. Cuba Gooding Jr. is mentioned. Prince Harry is mentioned. Like, all these other people are being mentioned in this. And oy vey, guys. Oy vey times 1,000. This does not look good. Combs Jett. So he wasn't home, and apparently he had no idea this raid was coming, which seems kind of interesting. But his jet took off from the Van Nuys airport here at 9 a.m. yesterday. And then the raid happened right after, like a couple hours later. In Miami, he was in Miami at 3 p.m., just a few hours later after the raid started. And it says the inquiry was being directed by Homeland Security investigation agents in New York, where he was accused by a former girlfriend, R&B singer Cassie Ventura, in a lawsuit filed in federal court in November of engaging in, I don't want to even talk about it, but just bad stuff here. I'm just worried that I'm going to get like, so she has a crazy lawsuit against him because she claims that he abused her and controlled her in so many different ways, like really, really bad. I'll talk about it on Patreon. That way I can really get into it because that's what this, I'll mention more about it this week, but I just don't want to get in trouble. He has been fighting various legal battles. He has at least 4 civil complaints in the last few months, including one from Jones. He also has battles against an unnamed woman who claimed he and 2 friends, including one against an unnamed woman who claimed he and 2 friends SA'd her when she was 17. Another one had claimed that he slipped something into her drink and SA'd her in 1991 when she was a student. Another Jane Doe alleges that she and a friend had a very, very bad incident with him. Like I said, I can't get into details. Lots of really crazy stuff, you guys. Crazy, crazy stuff. It's bad. Whatever it is, it's bad. Yesterday, 50 Cent was trolling the F out of them. I don't know if you noticed that, but he was posting on his Instagram basically saying, like, it's getting real for him. Clearly, he has some major issues. And then he switched to focus on Jay-Z and his failure to speak publicly on the drama. I don't know what you guys are seeing. Like, and if you guys are following some really good YouTubes or some really crazy, you know, TikToks about this, like, send them to me. I want to know all of it. But a lot of you guys are sending me DMs that Jay-Z is also somehow next and included in this. I don't know. I mean, obviously I have no information. But there's also like an Usher connection here. I am concerned. I am concerned for them. Not concerned, like worried about them, but I'm just concerned what's next. Apparently there's also in this lawsuit that J-Lo is involved in, because when J-Lo was dating P. Diddy back in like 1999 or something around then, allegedly she brought a handgun into a club and gave it to P. Diddy. It's not good. Like, whatever's happening is really bad. And for Homeland Security to come in and do this is crazy. Now, also, okay, thank you so much for all your guys' stuff. Also, a lot of you guys are saying that the Kardashians all unfollowed on Sunday, which is really interesting because the Kardashians know more than anyone else. And maybe that's because of their connections or something. But I love how the Kardashians unfollowed him on Instagram. Like, we have nothing to do with this. We don't even follow him on Instagram. Okay, so J-Lo's manager, Benny Medina, is also suspicious. I just think that there are so many people that are implicated in this because these circles run wild, and who knows how many names were implicated. Will we know specifically, like, who is involved here? I just know that some of these people have always thought they're above the law, the money, the power, the fame, the access, like, makes them feel like they are 100% above the law. And it's really, really scary. He also apparently had this drug mule, this 25-year-old dude, Brendan Paul, who was arrested at the airport at the same time as his sons were put in cuffs. Like, his sons were being put in cuffs and helicopters were saw this. And meanwhile, Brendan Paul, the 25-year-old apparent drug mule, was arrested in Miami at 4:30 p.m. on Monday. He's also accused in the lawsuit of procuring drugs for Diddy and associates. Look, all I know is that it's bad. And I'm, like, interested to learn more. So I'm going to go down the P. Diddy rabbit hole. I have a P. Diddy story for you guys. It has nothing to do with drugs. It has nothing to do with SA. It just has to do with the fact that this man, when I tell you he has the worst rhythm I've ever seen. So in 2013, 14, I used to work out all the time at this place called Drenched. And if you guys are LA locals, you'll know. Do you guys know Billy Blanks? He created Tybo. So it was like Billy Blanks, Tybo. He's still around. I always see him around the neighborhood. In fact, my neighbor, one of my neighbors is Catherine Bach. She is the original Daisy Duke. And she gets personal training with Billy Blanks. So I always see him around. His younger brother, Michael Blanks, owned a studio called Drenched in North Hollywood. And at in this gym. And if I show you guys videos of this gym, you'll die. It's just one room and we were packed in like sardines and we all had this like workout routine. It was kickboxing. It was loud ass music. Like I needed earplugs and we would just like go intense. And there were so many celebrities that would come through there. It was so fun. It was literally the best workout, like some of the best memories of my life. You literally walked out soaking wet. It was great. I used to work out right next to Magic Johnson. Like Magic Johnson used to come in daily, every single day, and stand in the front right corner and he would work out. I have pictures with him. I have a picture of him and little Dylan when Dylan was 2 years old. It's so cute because I used to bring Dylan for childcare. So one day I'm standing there working out and all of a sudden freaking P. Diddy walks into this workout and everyone is just like, whoa, that's a big deal. P. Diddy is all of a sudden in the workout. Like Magic was there all the time. So it didn't feel like that crazy anymore when he would be there. But P. Diddy was in there. And I remember he came with a woman who is a huge choreographer. She's like a big choreographer. She used to do like things of So You Think You Can Dance and whatever. He comes in there and he's standing like right next to me because you just kind of stand where you stand. You kind of try to find a good spot for yourself and you just hope for the best. He's standing right next to me. This is a workout that if you aren't on your shit, choreography wise or beat, like you will get pushed and shoved because it's so packed in. When I tell you, this man could not do a move. And you know what? I've hid all this information for years, but now I'm not scared anymore. P. Diddy has no rhythm. He had no game. He didn't even feel like he was embarrassing. And I was like embarrassed for him to the point where he couldn't hang. And he left after like 25 minutes. He's like, I can't do this. I got to go. It was so funny to me. And I thought about, I always looked at P. Diddy. Maybe this is like a sixth sense. And I don't know if you guys felt this way. I always looked at P. Diddy and I was like, he's a little insecure. Like he has an insecurity about his vibe. Does anyone else feel that way about him? Like when you see him, it's just like, he's a try too hard type of guy. So I don't know. I've got to find videos of Drenched. You guys will die. I'm going to post them on my Facebook group later. That's what I'm going to do. Oh my God. Andrew says Donna's about to be subpoenaed. So tell us about when P. Diddy had no rhythm. Did he also try to give you some drugs? Maybe he did. Maybe he was on drugs. Okay, so Cuba Gooding Jr., Show Me the Money, is highly implicated in this lawsuit. That's not good. That's not good for him. And I like him, so that's kind of concerning. But I have heard some crazy, crazy stuff. Ooh, this is interesting. Real Housewives of New York, Heather Thompson and Josh Takeman worked for Diddy for years. Will be interesting to see if they comment. I'm sure so many people had connections to this guy. So many people. But it's a pretty crazy story. I'll get detailed into the Patreon so I don't get like, you know, killed here. Danny says, I hope it wasn't the Pussycats choreographer. No, that's Robin Anton, who I love Robin Anton. And Robin is sisters with Jonathan Anton, who was the lead of the show Blowout, which is one of the most OG best Bravo reality shows. Like Blowout walked so flipping out could run. You know what I mean? Anyone out there, Blowout fans, workout, Blowout, flipping out. That's the problem with Bravo is they're not coming up with a new out. We need a new out show, something out. Like what? Like, I don't know. We got to like TikToking out. Oh, that was such a good show. Okay. Fafty. You guys are making me laugh. I'll never forget Fafty. If you guys know about Fafty, it's when Lala's ex, Randall Emmett, and Fafty, they had such beef, and Fafty, he was talking shit to Fafty. It was so good. Lawyering Out. Laura, that's an amazing show. Lawyering Out, starring Bethany. What is our favorite lawyered up housewives? Starring Bethany, Leah McSweeney, Brandy Glanville, Ebony. Oh, there were so many good ones. Okay, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Let's talk about it just for a few minutes. We're only into episode one of season two. But remember, I told you guys to watch Southern Hospitality because you guys told me to watch it. And then I told you guys to watch it. And so many of you now are fans of it. And I just binged buying Beverly Hills and I really loved it too. And you like it too. I'm telling you, watch this show. I love a summer show. I've decided if the show takes place in the heat, and there's sun and there's cocktails and there's pool and there's green and there's, it's like we're outside, blue skies, I'm happy. So that's why both Summer House shows are on my list. Winter House, bye. See ya never. But Summer House, I love a warm show, a warm setting show. Summer House Martha's Vineyard also is the most gorgeous location. I've never been to Martha's Vineyard, always wanted to go. So I love watching that part. And then now it's season two. I just finally like finished season one because I had maybe two episodes left. And I will tell you, like, it was hard for me to get into. I don't know why. Just an all new cast. It's a very large cast, like so many people that I was confused on who knows who, who's friends with who, but I got more into it towards the end. But season two has now come back with pretty much the entire cast of season one, which is almost unheard of. And they even brought a new girl in. It is a great cast. Still maybe too big, to be 100% honest, but I'm really loving the show. We're just getting into it. They have just now arrived at the house. We have some really good dynamics. We have some single girls and guys. We have some relationship people that left their husbands or, I mean, their boyfriends or their girlfriends back at home. We have a married one who's not drinking, but we find out that she's pregnant later on because she just had her baby. She and her husband, this is Jasmine and Silas, they had the craziest dynamic last season. And if you want to watch like an unhealthy, it looked so unhealthy, their marriage. Where he expected her to like bring him food every day and iron his clothes every day. Like it was a lot. So I'm really, really into it. Jewelry Girl says, do we have to watch the first season? I don't know because I'm just on the beginning of season two. I would say yes. It's a pretty short season. I think it's only 8 episodes, maybe 10. I would say watch it just because it just sets the dynamic of everyone. You get to know these people. It's all the same cast. So it's not a bad idea to watch it. Debbie says, I love that they really cook and eat on the show. Oh my God. Episode one, they're doing a full lobster seafood boil with Old Bay seasoning. I'm like, wait, do I need to do a lobster boil? Like I want that food. I want to sit outside in the green grass, like looking over at the water, drinking rosé, eating fresh lobster and like corn. That's all I want. I want it. So just go back and watch season one. It's all on Peacock or of course YouTube TV or whatever you guys watch your shows on. It airs Sunday nights. Nothing big happened. There's like some, you know, little drama here and there, but it's a sleeper show. It's going to get better. I just feel really, really good about it. And Jordan, yes, Jordan, one of the girls was on Winter House last season. So you may recognize her from that. Gorgeous, gorgeous girl. So anyway, go watch Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, and report back. Let me know what your thoughts are on it tomorrow. Or maybe later today, I'll do my Patreon. I'm going to go deeper into some stories that I couldn't get into. And then also, we'll deep dive. We got a deep dive this P. Diddy thing. Kimberly said, was it Kimberly who said it earlier? Yeah, Kimberly said, I feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg. I agree. I think whenever, you know, we've said this before, when there's smoke, there's fire. And whenever you're seeing this kind of stuff start to like bubble up and Homeland Security getting involved, it ain't a small deal. This is a big, big, big thing. And we have to find out what's going on and what's next. So let's get into it. Oh, I'm already getting DMs from you guys. Shout out, Andrew. I'm already getting so many things. I'm going to go into it. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Tonight, watch Vanderpump in the Valley. I'm actually excited for the Valley tonight. Jax, talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.